This episode is brought to you by Putter Cup. More than a training aid, it's a skill enhancer. Visit puttercupgolf.com and use the code GOLFSMARTER to get 20% off your order. Now, let me explain. We've discussed many training aids on this podcast, and frankly, there have been a lot that have crossed my desk that you never heard me talk about, either because I didn't get it or I thought it wasn't worth your time. But Putter Cup is different. After nearly 20 years in the market research industry, Matt Davis, a lifelong golf nut like all of us, had an idea on how he could help every golfer feel more calm and confident when they putt. This isn't a device to improve your mechanics or develop the perfect stroke. Putter Cup is designed to strengthen your focus and reduce distracting thoughts while you're putting. How? Putter cups are golf hole inserts that encourage golfers to focus on the putting essentials of speed and aim. They're lightweight and easily fit into your bag, so you can fine-tune your focus before every round and at every practice session. Putter cup gives you instant feedback, so it's easy to get dialed in quickly and feel confident as you head to the first tee. You've got to check it out for yourself. Go to puttercupgolf.com and use code GOLFSMARTER to get 20% off your order. And combined with the 15% discount you get with the pressure putt combo, you really save. And the pressure putt combo includes both the speed bump and the center cup, two very different but very valuable skill enhancers. That's puttercupgolf.com and get 20% off your next order with promo code GOLFSMARTER. This episode is brought to you by Modern Mammals, a company that creates new hair washing products for men. Visit modernmammals.com and use code GOLFSMARTER for 10% off. I'm a guy. I get it. Once you find a product you like, especially hair care products, you think, that's it. I'm not changing. Why would I? This works fine. Really? Fine? When is fine good enough in your life, your work, your game? Unlike the shampoo you've been using forever, Modern Mammals products don't have harsh detergents that suds up and dry out your head and hair. And unlike conditioners, they don't leave your hair limp and frizzy. Instead, they lightly clean your hair and scalp, cleansing your hair while protecting its strength and texture. But let's get back to you. Have you ever really cared about what you put in your hair? Probably not. But that's why you need to visit modernmammals.com and read the reviews that prove how well it works. And while you're there, use code GOLFSMARTER at checkout for 10% off. Again, that's modernmammals.com for 10% off with the promo code GOLFSMARTER. That way, they knew we sent you. My brother is a tennis player. He said, you know what you should do? When you're warming up, you should practice swinging left-handed. I'm like, oh, what?
So that's true.
I need... Oh, shoot. Now I can't send him this.
One of the secrets is swinging the opposite direction. Because if you're a right-handed golfer and you're swinging when you play all day to the left, you have to swing to the right to open your body up the other way. Otherwise, the repetitiveness of the swinging right-handed starts to wear on your back. When I teach this drill that we're going to talk about, we do it left-handed, we do it right-handed. And I have you go back and forth to do it properly. That will help you immediately get better. See, he's like me. I'm an older brother, too. We're a little smarter than our younger brothers.
Shut up. Golf Smarter number 796. This week's episodes of Golf Smarter and Golf Smarter Mulligans are brought to you by DynamicGolfers.com/GolfSmarter. Get a 7-day free trial and 15% off your membership with checkout code GOLFSMARTER. This episode is also brought to you by Caldera Lab, makers of The Good. Stay tuned to hear their exclusive offer for Golf Smarter listeners to get 20% off your first purchase. To increase your clubhead speed, it's time to focus on flexibility and mobility with Bobby Aldridge.
This is Golf Smarter, sharing stories, tips, and insights from great golf minds to help you lower your score and raise your golf IQ. Here's your host, Fred Green.
Welcome to the Golf Smarter podcast, Bobby.
Hi, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Welcome to the show. It's good to meet you.
Yeah, thanks neighbor. For having me on. Thank you.
I mean, it's like so crazy. We live 3 miles from each other. This is happening too many times now. I don't get it. But I want to talk about flexibility. I want to talk about like the most important tool in our golf bag, which isn't even in our golf bag. And that's our body. So yeah. Often I hear from seniors people going, oh, I'm just not hitting the ball as far as I used to. And they're just saying, well, that's because I'm getting older. Well, does that have to be the case?
No. The key thing, ingredient, everybody in fitness measures body fat, swing speed, steps, sets and weight. But when they look at the key essential thing they need, it's mobility. And you talked flexibility, because that's what the average person hears is, hey, I'm going to work on my flexibility. What you actually want to work on is your mobility. And when you work on that, you're not just working on the length of the muscle, which is flexibility. That's why a lot of people get injured doing yoga, is you have to strengthen around that joint also, because it's a length versus strength issue. And for the average person out there who wants to play better golf and improve their swing speed, reduce their pain, and just feel better so they can play more often, mobility is the key. And like I said, the reason I came up with BAM Metrics, my company, is I was trying to find a way for people to track their metrics so they could actually do these exercises that I'm teaching them and see the improvement slowly over time. And so.
Well, does that mean building muscle? Is that what you're talking about, mobility?
Yes, combination. So it's not just a matter of movement. We're actually building strength through the joint. And we use different things like a TRX, mini bands, medicine balls, different, you know, pieces of equipment that will actually strengthen you. So I start with three simple moves for people. And many pro athletes have never done these before. Okay. Like a wall windmill. We'd have a runner stretch and then spread feet wide and rotate with metrics. So it's, you know where you're standing. You're not just doing the exercise. You know, my feet are 50 inches apart. My hands at 25 on a block up 12 inches. And I'm working on this. So take a super senior person that can barely move. They might only be able to put their feet 20 inches apart and then put their hand on a chair to start. As they get better at moving, as they move, then I will increase to a strengthening exercise to add some strength to the movement, because you don't want to just keep moving and pulling further apart. You have to strengthen that joint also to protect it. So it's kind of like typing code on a computer. So if you're going to take all these exercises and do all this movement, eventually you have to push enter, right? After you write all the code. So the key to enter is strength. That's where we tie the body together. This is why different players like Tiger, Koepka, they've been doing a lot of fitness, a lot of movement, a lot of golf. But they actually haven't focused on the key factor of mobility in all planes of motion. We're talking three-dimensional mobility. So from frontal plane side to side to forward to back to rotational transverse. It's very simple when I show you, and you know, go to my website, bam-metrics.com, and you can see some of the exercises that simplifies movement for most people. Medicine ball push-ups is a strengthening exercise that we do, but you need the mat to do it because you're tracking where your position is as you do the exercise. And as you slowly build your strength through the joint, then you can increase that motion over time. But if you just work on the length, you're going to eventually get to a point where it's lengthened here, but it's shortened there, and then you'll have an issue with a pull of the body.
What I'm hearing from you that sets what you're doing apart is the metrics element to it. I mean, yes. I've heard a lot of people talking about stretching and flexibility and mobility, but I've never heard, I mean, metrics has become such a big part of all sports, but I've never heard it in this context before.
Yeah, so it just actually simplifies it for the average person. You're able to scale your progress on your own. You're able to see, for example, mini bands. Do you know what those are that you put on your ankles and you're going to do some walk sideways? right? Mm-hmm. It's like, how far apart do you put your feet and what band should I use? The average person's not sure, like, what do I do? But with my mat, for example, they would have their boxes and they start with one box apart and they're on the lightest band. Next week, we go to two boxes apart with the lightest band. In the third week, we go to three boxes. So they're scaling their progress slowly, but they can see how they're doing. In the fourth week, we go, hey, we're going to up the band, go back to one box and keep moving. So once I teach the average person how to do this, they're now an expert. Now they can do this exercise perfectly back and forth. Same thing with a wall windmill, for example. They teach this exercise all the time. And one of my funny stories is I used to have these women do it and I'd say, yeah, put your feet hip width apart. Well, women think their hips are 6 inches. Some think they're 30 inches. So they're putting their feet all over the place. So my mat, that was the funny thing we make fun of. So my mat has it.
I'm not
basically
making fun of that. I'm not going to do that.
No, not you. No, my lady foot. They say, hey, Bob, are we going hip width today? Are we going hip width today? And anyway, so it goes into that. And they still make fun of it. I've trained them for now almost 25 years over at Marin Country Club. And the same three ladies I've had for all these years. So anyway, so what I was saying is, once I teach you like a wall windmill and how to do it, when I say put your feet one box apart, you now understand what one box is. Now I want them two boxes apart. Mm-hmm. Now I want them three boxes apart. So when anybody gets my equipment and then watches the video, they now become an expert. They now can do this movement and practice it properly, and they can scale their progress efficiently enough on their own. So a trainer helps you do it, right? They can help you and adjust you. But now you can empower that customer, client, and the patient to do their exercises right there and simply see the metric. They can see how well they're doing. Like, Bobby, this is too far apart. I can't, my knees are pulling and I can't do this exercise. They see that right there and then they can adjust it one box. That's what the metrics do. It actually simplifies it for the athletes and the patients.
Fascinating. So what kind of time commitment are we talking about on per day and how often?
Well, as we talk about all the time, people are super busy. So things are going on. And I always say to them, hey, you got to do at least 1 to 3 exercises a day. If you're going to skip the day and say, I'm going to just do nothing, I want one exercise. Now, which exercise do you pick? Depends on you. Do you need movement in that frontal plane? Do you need movement in the transverse plane? Do you need to work the soft tissue of the muscles? So on my website, I have these exercises and videos that explain it with the tools, with a foam roller, with the mini bands, and they show you how to do it right there. And I give you basically 10 exercises with two of my tools to help with people doing their exercises at home. When COVID started, one of the funniest stories is all my athletes from all over the country, all the golfers called me and said, Bob, I can't get to the gym. What am I going to do? And I said, relax. Do you have your mat? Do you have your blocks? Do you have your mini bands and your foam roller and your medicine ball? They go, yes. Fantastic. This is what we're going to do. So I give them this little routine. It goes on for 2, 3, 4 months. I forget when they opened it up again to golf. And one of my players already swings fast. He's a mini tour player. He swings about 125 to 128 at that time, okay, miles per hour. And he sends me a text. And pardon my language, he goes, holy crap, Bob, I played golf today with my buddies. I used my 3-wood all day because my driver's broken, and I was driving it past my buddy. I was hitting my 3-wood 350 all day, and I felt like I was cheating. So Forrest basically talks to me and goes, that routine is working so well, and I've got a secret that we can talk about at the very end of this today for increasing your swing speed. And it's going to be part of my special promotion. I have my daughter as the one showing the exercise. And like I said, her swing speed right now is about 103, 104, 105 in that range. And she's a 15-year-old high school player right now. So,
amazing.
Anyway, so it's exciting that you can do this at home. It's very simple to do. And you have access to the videos to learn. And if you really love golf or tennis or any of the sports that are out there, mobility is the key. You have to work efficiently on mobility and understand why we do these planes of motion and why we do these exercises specifically. So let's talk about like a runner stretch, okay? It basically works from your foot all the way up through your IT band, on the side of your hip, up into your low back, up into your T-spine. You set up with your feet in a line and at a certain distance. If you switch your feet normally and don't have my mat on the floor, you could put your foot 2, 3, 4 inches forward. You could put your feet not quite in a line. It's going to be different. So you're going to practice this exercise and you go, hey, I got this new exercise. I'm doing the runner stretch. And they do it for 3 weeks, but they're doing it wrong. They're not doing it efficiently. They're not doing it effectively. And then they go like, yeah, that exercise really didn't help me. Now, if I'm with you and I show you, I want your foot at 1. I want your back foot at 34 inches. You line up. Now I tell you to switch. I don't even have to tell you what to do. You switch and go 1 and 34 with the other feet. So it's perfectly in a line. Now, why is this important? Because when your feet are in a line, rotationally, it's pulling from the bottom of your foot all the way up the outside of your hip, up into your low back and pelvis, into your T-spine, which is your upper thoracic chest and shoulders, which releases the tension through your neck and shoulders. So you go, how does a lower body exercise like this work up into the shoulders? Because it's all about the fascia. As the fascia pulls, it's pulling on all the muscles that go from your feet through the top of your neck up into the fascia of your head. So very complex when I explain it and get into detail and all that, but very simple exercise when I tell you put your feet at 1 and 34, stick your butt out, push your hips back, and drop into this position. And then as you get better at it, I tell you to move your feet back 4 inches. So what does that do? You went from 1 to 4 on the front foot. The back foot that was at 34 now goes back to 38. You repeat it perfectly, both sides, and you start noticing, wow, my back feels better. God, I feel looser. I feel like my T-spine, I'm able to rotate now. So very simple, but very powerful exercises. Like I said, for the pro athletes, that many of these guys have never done this before. Before COVID started, I was down working with Todd Durkin down in San Diego. And he works with a lot of major leaguers. Drew Brees just retired. He was one of his guys. And I trained all of his trainers the day before. So 17 trainers, we go through this training. And he comes in and says, hey, Bob, can you help me out with my major leaguers tomorrow? So I said, sure. So he's got, I forget who was there, like Daniel Camarera, Garrett Cole, a bunch of different big names are there. And we start doing some of these things that we're talking about. So we're talking about the wall windmill. Put them on the wall. Swing their arms back and forth, okay? They had never done this before. Like, what is this exercise, right? It's pulling out rotation. It's opening up their hands, forearms, things that you take for granted is you have tension through your fingers, through your forearms, up into your shoulder. So just think, when you're trying to get a golf swing and you're trying to get more extension and get more flow, you want to have everything open, not just one part or the other. It's a combination of that, and that's what helps you crack the whip.
I'm sorry, keep going.
No, that's great.
Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt. Let's take a time out. We'll be right back. This episode of Golf Smarter is brought to you by DynamicGolfers.com. Have you started your daily mobility and flexibility program with Dynamic Golfers yet? If you signed up when I first started talking about it, then I'm sure you're starting to see some valuable results. Now, to my surprise and pleasure, I'm finding that these 15 to 20 minute videos are getting a bit more difficult each morning, and it's definitely pushing me to places that I could have only hoped to get to. So I encourage you to check them out for yourself, to follow their daily video routines and track your progress, because you will start seeing results within 4 weeks. For only $9.99 a month U.S., you can join golfers worldwide that make Dynamic Golfers part of their daily routine as well. There's even a custom landing page for my listeners at dynamicgolfers.com/golfsmarter. Go there now to get a 7-day free trial and 15% off your membership when you check out using the coupon code GOLFSMARTER. So please check them out today and let me know what you think. But don't forget, take advantage of their discount offer. Use the checkout code GOLFSMARTER when you sign up at dynamicgolfers.com/golfsmarter. Thank them very much for their interest in the Golf Smarter community and helping us become happier, better, more fluid, more flexible, and smarter golfers.
This summer, dive into the many cools of San Antonio. Because as soon as the temperature rises, so does the fun, the flavors, the excitement, and the many cool things that make our city the perfect summer getaway destination. Come keep cool with amazing pools at the best hotels, refreshing adventures both indoor and outdoor, inspiring history and culture, culinary wonders, and the hottest nights of your life at the coolest spots in Texas. To plan the coolest summer vacation, dive into visitsanantonio.com/summer.
Right. Bobby, you know, some people don't consider golf a sport. Some people don't consider golfers athletes. Are there exercises and routines that you have for golfers that are specific for golf, or do they work across all athletes?
Well, for specific for golf, I have routines that are more rotational. So more band work and things like that, and more rotational exercise that we'll dive into. And that's more for the golf, tennis, baseball, lacrosse sort of thing. And then for the average person, we still have those 10 movements that are going to help your body physically move properly.
Okay. And I love this metrics part. You're making it, it just seems so simple that it's easy to do these exercises, and they're all based on your video, so you don't have to be there. I know that when you go to a golf school and you walk away feeling, all right, that golf school was great. I just had 2 days of this and I really get it. And then you get home and it's not exactly going the way it was. And now you can't remember what you were doing, and it doesn't take for you. But the way you're explaining this is that you're with us at all times. Is that how this works?
Yes. And actually during COVID, I'm in Sports Basement, my tools, and I've been running a 15-minute free consultation with people that are buying my mat and blocks to get an understanding of, hey, what are you trying to do this for? Oh, I'd like to play more golf and I have shoulder issue. Oh, I'd like to play tennis and my feet hurt. So I can give them a couple things to work on and then come back to the website and learn more and just stay with that. Because this isn't as complicated as people make it out to be, but there's a lot of noise. There is a lot of stuff out there now. There is, you know, YouTube, there's so much information, and it's got to be simplified down to what I've done for people. Is over the 30 years of doing this, I have multiple certifications in all kinds of different, from kinesiology to NASM, National Academy of Sports Medicine, to golf specific titles Performance Institute. How we assess somebody's movement is super important. How you see your body moving, you have to understand it. The professionals, we can test you, we can adjust you, we can do that. But for you to test yourself and then see that, wow, I'm kind of lacking in this movement, how can I get better? That's the power of this. This is what makes you better. And like I said, how many times would you do this a day? 1 to 3 exercises a day. If you want to dive in, you could do 6 to 12. But you have to be consistent. I call it mobility is like brushing your teeth. You have to do a little bit every day. It's going to make the biggest difference. I mean, you've heard all the sayings, motion is lotion. My company's name is BAM Motion. I want you to move forever. I don't want you to tell me you're old. I understand you might have some aches and pains. Oh, great, great story. 82-year-old over at the Meadow Club the other day, giving a seminar.
Meadow Club's a private club here in Marin County. I mean, Bob, you got to understand, you and I are both in Marin County, but this audience is not. So we have to... Sports Basement, by the way, is a local sporting goods store.
And so one of the funny things is this 82-year-old guy sitting there with his arms crossed, looking at me like, kid, you don't get this. You don't get that I'm old. And so by the end, I see him up, walking tall, smiling, all this. And I walked up to him and I tapped him on the shoulder and said, hey, when did you see the light at the end of the tunnel that you could do this? And, he gets all excited, gets ready to talk. I said, no, go over and talk to the camera over there and give a testimonial for me. I said, I can see it in your face that you're excited about trying this out, following this program, and you can do this. So that's what's exciting.
And he did. And would his name happen to have been Steve? I have a friend who's that age who belongs to the Meadow Club. And I'm like, and he would have totally been into this. If it was him, he would have emailed me and said, you got to talk to this guy. Tell me about your 30 years. What is it that brought you to creating this and gave you this idea to do this?
Well, I would travel with my pro athletes here and there where I'd leave for a week or two or whatever it was. And when I'd come back, I'd see my clients were lost. Like, we've been doing this for 2 years, right? Mm. And 3 years, 5 years. So I'd look at them like, come on, you should know this stuff. And so what I did is I took a yoga strap and I started drawing lines on it and said, just put your hands here. And I started with that. Then I went to a vest that I came up with that has some metrics on it because I wanted these ladies to lay down and stretch, but they couldn't hold the strap. Their hands would get tired. So then I went on the internet to look for something. There wasn't anything. So I made this vest that has a connection to your foot that you can lay down on the ground and stretch hands free. So these ladies could lay on their back and stretch. Then I started using the strap on the floor with metrics to place like different exercise that we do. And I got the idea like, oh my God, I can make a mat with the numbers on it and put it on the floor that people could follow. And that came up. It all started though with me trying to help people move properly when I wasn't there. And that's been it's such a helpful thing to have. Physical therapy, for example. Okay. I work with a lot of physical therapists. I went into a clinic. We have 31 physical therapists in there, and they're teaching the staggered miniband walk. And I said, you guys know all about the staggered miniband walk. Of course we do. I said, come on out. Give me three therapists. So I hand one therapist a yellow band, another one a green, another one a blue. And I said, go ahead, start doing the staggered miniband walk. So they start doing it. And I said to all the other therapists there, what would you do? What would you change about their movement? So all these other therapists start saying, No, wider with your feet. Put your feet here. No, move them there. So this is therapist to therapist telling other therapists how to move. Think about this. The person that's the patient that's going to go home, how are they going to do when they go home? How are they going to repeat what we're trying to teach them in the clinic, right? So then I took my mats on the floor and I said to the therapist, you stand there, one box, you stand there, two box, you stand there, three box, go. So the two over here are doing it perfectly. I asked them, what would you change now? The lady on the far end, I put her feet three boxes apart on purpose so her knees would dive in, okay? So she's got to move her feet in one box. They're already speaking the language like that. Mm. So now when you go to therapy, I said, hey, Fred, you put your feet one box apart and start with the yellow band. Next week you come back, Fred, you're going to two boxes. You're looking good. So we can scale the progress right there. And that's the simplicity of this, that anyone can do this.
Awesome. How did it get to be that you were working with pro athletes? That's where I was going with this. It's like, we're getting the point about your band. I'm just curious about you. What were you doing that got you to be working with pro athletes?
Just being around the sports for so much and running into people, getting great results. A lot of my guys would go into college and play, and their friends would hear about what I did with them, and it just connections, all referrals, a lot of funny stories with different kids. I had one kid that played football for Florida State. He walked on, Bobby Bowden. He walks up as a sophomore year and goes, hey, I'd like to play football for you. And Bobby Bowden looks at him, kid, and goes, hey, can you run a 4.6 40? And he goes, no. He's all, come back to me when you can run a 4.6 40. So he comes home, he works out for those months. We get him in shape. He goes back. Couple guys get injured on the team. The coaches say, hey, do you think we could put Gordy in there? Well, we'll give him a try. He gets in. He does okay. They keep him in there. Another player gets injured. They keep using Gordy. He's in there. He's not a superstar, but he's getting the job done. And Gordy has 5 rings to this day. He's one of my special kids that walked on. He's the Rudy story, literally the Rudy story. On the practice squad, moved up along the way. Deion Sanders, I think, was one of his coaches when he was there. And I've been around this for a lot of years, and all the top trainers, these ideas aren't mine. I'm not a rocket scientist. I'm very simple. That's why I made this simple. I learn from the best. I take from these guys, and I have a collaborative of their work, and I'm using their paintbrushes to paint these things to get people to do this stuff. I'm still learning. After 30 years of doing this right now, I know what I don't know. 2 years into this, I was the smartest cat out here. I was the best trainer. I was the best. But you start to learn and get a little more humble and understanding of there is a lot to learn out there. So for me, I love to talk to the top trainers, top, you know, therapists, top people that are doing this and constantly learning, because it's a great opportunity to improve your client, your patient, and your athlete. So
interesting. And I have to assume that you were an athlete. You didn't grow up going, I'm going to be a physical therapist when I grow up.
No, I didn't. I was an athlete, basketball, baseball player. And now that I'm the old guy, I'm the golfer. So yeah, I'm that 51-year-old guy that goes out there and tries to...
the old guy, I'm 51. All right, we're going to take a time out, and I'm going to lecture you about how old you are. We'll be that right back. Are you happy with the way your skin looks these days? Do you look in the mirror each morning with this perplexed look on your face, and you look deep into the eyes of the face in front of you and say, Dad? Have you started using your wife's face cream, hoping to get skin as smooth as hers? Well, forget it, because I want you to try a clinically proven product designed for men's skin to make it healthier and younger looking. It's called The Good by Caldera Lab, and it's a non-toxic vegan multifunctional serum that I've been using every night before I go to bed for weeks now. It's an easy one-step routine that has left my skin much more moisturized. The Good is a non-toxic, natural serum made 100% from plants. Whether your issue is dry skin, acne scars, or wrinkles, then I suggest you give The Good a try, because you will be impressed by the results. I know I have. Caldera Lab is committed to helping golfers look younger, so they're offering Golf Smarter listeners a 20% discount off your first purchase. Just go to calderalab.com, use a discount code GOLFSMARTER at checkout. If you don't love it, they will give you a full refund, because it's 100% risk-free. That's The Good from calderalab.com. CALDERALAB. CalderaLab.com, and get 20% off your first order with checkout code GOLFSMARTER. And of course, I'll put the link in today's show notes.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I was looking through your website, and I noticed that there's a variety of goals that we could set for ourselves. Let's discuss these kind of goals that we should be looking at as we continue to do more mobility and flexibility training.
Well, goals are, if once you get mobile, you're really working on your mobility, then I love to jump in and really strengthen you, really work on your performance. That's where we go to the next level. So when I break this down to anyone I'm talking to, including a professional athlete, I go first to health. I look at your health and go, your water intake, how much nutrition, how are you eating food, then your sleep, how you're taking care of yourself. Then the next level down is mobility. That's where we look at how you move, balance the body out, improve your posture, and reduce the pain. Then I go to strength. Now we're going to strengthen your upper body, your lower body, and your core. And it's all one unit, so we're working the whole unit. The last thing is performance, okay? If we do that in a different order, we can cause issues. We can cause pain. We can cause discomfort. That's why I say, when you watch these YouTube videos and things that are out there, people go, hey, it's time to get fit. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to go running, right? And they're running on a body that isn't ready to run. It's not mobile. So all of a sudden, their feet hurt. Their back hurts. Oh, my calf. I pulled my hamstring. I don't know what's going on. That's the part where I was talking about, start with mobility and start with the basics. So like I said, you were asking before, does that help to do these exercises for golf? It helps for running. It helps for hiking. It helps for anything you're going to do out there. But I specifically help golfers with certain exercises to dial it in, to keep it down to a few so you're not overwhelmed. take the pal off, walk out. It's an exercise that we do with a band on my mat. It strengthens your anti-rotators. Those are the muscles that help you accelerate, right? So as you can anti-rotate better, you strengthen those muscles around the core, then you can turn up. I call it like it's like a Ferrari with brakes, okay? If you have a Toyota for brakes on your car, you can't have a Ferrari engine. It's not going to work. That's why at the end of the podcast today, we're going to give you the deceleration drill we'll talk about of how we get this to improve your swing speed. I'll give you that as the final tip for staying here today. And it's going to increase your swing speed immediately. As I explain it to you, you already have this in your bag. You don't have to buy another tool. And you're going to go like, oh my God, how do I do this? And it's on my website. It's part of the special offer. It's the secret that we're giving out. But it is a tremendous exercise that I came up with years ago. My daughter's been doing it since she was little. That's why she swings the way she swings. And when she doesn't have so much homework, we're going to turn that up to 113 to 115. I want her getting her swing speed up with the boys. She's got the potential to do that. So,
wow. That's impressive. Yeah. Congratulations. And congratulations to your daughter. What is your feelings about yoga for golfers?
Yoga's great. It's just sometimes some of the positions people can't get their bodies in and they force into it. And in mm-hmm. time, they cause issues and they say like, you know, I got hurt. You know, it's not that yoga's bad for you. It's like saying don't squat. Like squats are bad for your back, right? It's the form is wrong. So the squat, when you do it, hurts your back.
Oh,
so okay. I say yoga's like throwing spaghetti on the wall. You're trying all these different movements and it's some of them are going to really help you. And if you can figure out which ones are helping you specifically in that order, it's going to make it better for you. So I always look at, can you frontal plane, right? Can you move transversely? Can you move three-dimensionally? So I'm looking at your movements and I let you see it as you do it, go, wow, I can't keep my hands on the wall. That's amazing. My thumbs, I'm literally cramping in my back shoulder right now. The client, the patient, the athlete's going to see it immediately. I have pro athletes that pull their arms up on the wall and start doing this, right? And they get to 12 and I say, yeah, keep them up there. Go move your feet out one box. They do it again, another 12. On the third set, when they're doing this, they're like, oh my God, my shoulders are just burning. I need a break. Because normally their shoulders are rounded forward here. So when they put them up on the wall and they have to stick their chest out and pull them back on the wall and keep head, shoulders, butt, calves and feet on the wall, they'll start to notice, wow, it's harder to go to the left than it is the right. It's different for everyone. You're going to notice, but what's that doing, that wall windmill? It's pulling the rotation out of your body. So if your right thumb is rotated this way, you can pull that back on the wall, pinch your shoulder blades on the wall, and then glide it slowly and feel, oh, wow, that's harder on my left side. So we're going to do some other things to open that up. And that's the magic of these exercises is you feel it, you see it, you metrically change it, and week after week, you improve it. Now, say you take 2 weeks off, you come back, right? And you go like, I haven't been doing my stuff. You go back there and try it, and you go like, oh my God, I used to be able to get to 4 boxes. I can only go to 3 right now. This is unbelievable. Now you got to get your mobility back without guessing what you're doing. This is what I get on with the pro athletes. You have to know your mobility. If you're going to do a certain regimen to warm up before you play, you should know that there's certain exercise that you're going to do that you're going to go like, my right thigh is really tighter today than it normally is, and do something about that before you play. Fix that. Adjust that. That's what's going to make you better. So now you have an efficient warm up, not a guessing warm up going, yeah, I think I'm warm. I think I did all this exercise. I'm ready.
I got to throw this one in because my brother is a tennis player and I'm not, and he doesn't play golf. He told me, he said, you know what you should do? And, you know, older brothers always have the, you know what you should do tone of voice. When you're warming up, you should practice swinging left-handed. I'm like, oh, what?
So that's true.
I need, oh shoot. You're not supposed to agree with him.
That's true.
One no, of the I can't secret... send him this.
One of the secrets is swinging the opposite direction Because if you're a right-handed golfer and you're swinging when you play all day to the left, right, because you're right-handed, you have to swing to the right to open your body up the other way. Otherwise, the repetitiveness of the swinging right-handed, it starts to wear on your back, right? It wears on. So when I teach this drill that we're going to talk about at the end, we do it both ways. We do it left-handed, we do it right-handed. And I have you go back and forth to improve it so you don't do too many one way and too many the other way and forget. I just have them switch back and forth to do it properly. So that will help you immediately get better. That's a great idea. Your brother, see, is like me. I'm an older brother too. We're a little smarter than our younger brothers.
Shut up.
Yeah, wait to play this for my brother.
I don't need, now I'm not going to play this for him. Forget it. No way. I don't need to rub it in my own face that he's smarter than I am. Okay. All right. Well, listen, we've come near the end. You're killing me now. You've teased it twice. You've talked about the secret to increase swing speed. You've talked about a deceleration drill. I have a feeling that's where we're going.
Yes. So, okay. Let me give this to you. You have an alignment stick in your golf bag. Okay, most people do. If you don't, you can go pick one up. The alignment stick, you put athletic tape on one end, so it becomes a grip, so you can hold on to that. And then what you're going to do is you're going to swing this. You're going to take it up 3/4 to your shoulder. You're going to slam it down and stop it right in front of your thigh. So if you're a right-handed golfer, you're going to stop it right in front of your left thigh, right at impact. So you stop it quickly right there at impact, and the alignment stick's going to bounce back and forth. Okay. So as you hold on to that, it's whipping back and forth and forcing your core to work. It's also teaching you how to decelerate that stick as you come down. So remember the brakes we were talking about, the Ferrari brakes. If you swing this really fast and stop it, most people will, they'll lose it and come up here. So as you get better at decelerating this and really accelerating into it, you're teaching your core how to get stronger. So we do 2 decelerations, boom, stop it, and then we swing through it. Then we switch and we do it the other way. So then we go left-handed. So I stop it left-handed inside my right thigh at impact twice, and then I accelerate through it and swing normal once. I go back and forth. I do 3 to 5 reps, and I do it 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That's one of the drills that we do, and it will increase your swing speed drastically. Most people, the first time they do it, can't stop it right here in front. They'll stop it, and it'll come up in here. They don't even understand the feeling of really stopping it where you come down, and you whoosh, and it's on my website for the spring special with my daughter teaching it, showing how to do it while I explain it. And very simple drill, very easy to do, and you have an alignment stick in your bag.
I've seen teachers use, and I've talked to teachers who use, I think they call it impact bags.
Yeah, that's different.
Is that similar to what we're talking about?
No, that's a strengthening exercise at impact. So you're actually hitting the bag. This is you stopping the stick. And the reason I use an alignment stick and not a club head with a shaft with no club head is a shaft with no club head, when you stop it, has no bounce. Okay. So it's not strengthening you like the alignment stick. When you slam the alignment stick, the harder you slam it, the more it bends, which gives you more whip. So my guys that swing 125 miles an hour and stop that thing goes and it really moves. Now, if you have a slow swing speed, you're still stopping it, but it dances a little bit. So you understand, the more swing speed you get, the more acceleration, the more you have to hold on, right? So that's giving you those Ferrari brakes. And your brain is very smart. So for you people out there that are trying to swing hard, your brain knows you can't move like that, and it won't let you. As you teach it, it's like running downhill. You're teaching yourself to run downhill. So that's awesome. Our secret, and you got to give it a try.
And what else do we have to give a try? Give your URL once again.
It's bam-metrics.com, and you can follow me at bammetrics on Instagram and Twitter. And there's just so many good things to do out there, and I hope you guys will figure out mobility is the key, and you'll have less pain, you'll feel great, and you can play some more golf.
Always want to do that. And again, it's BAM, B as in boy, A-M as in mother, bam-metrics.com.
Yeah.
Bobby, thanks so much. This is great talking to you, neighbor. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Fred, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
So there's only a few weeks left before you can leave your question or share your greatest Golf Smarter takeaway to be included in upcoming episode 800. The episode is What I've Learned from Golf Smarter, and it's going to feature me being interviewed by you and our friend Maddie B asking the questions. To submit your question or your best lesson, just call our Golf Smarter hotline at 415-761-1498. Emails are nice, and I appreciate all the feedback so far, but here's some incentive to leave a recorded comment or question. If we use your message on episode 800, you'll receive Tony Manzoni's Lost Fundamental video for free. That's right. Tony's incredibly popular video, The Lost Fundamental, One Simple Move, Better Golf Forever, which can only be found through Golf Smarter, will be your prize if we use your question or comment on the show. Deadline to submit your call is at the close of the 2021 U.S. Open, Sunday, June 20th. Again, the toll-free number to call is 415-761-1498. I'll continue to remind you as we get closer, but time is running out, so start thinking about it now. And when you're ready, call 415-761-1498. Now, this week on Golf Smarter Mulligans is part two of my conversation with PGA instructor and former touring pro John Grund. As this was behind our paywall when it originally was published in 2009, this is the first time this episode has been shared publicly. And this time, John shares his insights on best methods for finding the right instructor for your learning style. And he also provides, and let me share this with you, an insider's view of what life on the tour is like for most golfers.
There's an old joke around the PGA Tour, enough about me, how do you really feel about me? Because let me tell you something, if you're a golf pro, and I don't care how, and there's a lot of benevolent golf pros out in the world, and they're very nice people, they really are. But at the end of the day, your world's about you, because no one else is watching out for you. No, you're on your own, buddy. That's it. So you got to be able to manage yourself really well while you're on the road. Every decision you make, anybody that comes in contact with you, they better be on your program, because if they're not, you got to get them out of your life. That's it. I mean, you can have some little mild entertainment once in a while, but either they believe in Fred Green or John Grund, or they got to go someplace else. You don't have time for them. They either believe in your goals and your objectives and what you're trying to achieve in your life, and you need to surround yourself with people that are like-mindedness. It's what I tell my juniors all the time. It's really important. Surround yourself with people with like-mindedness, whether it's becoming a good student, whether it's becoming a good athlete, whether it's becoming just a good person. That's the end of the deal. That's a secret.
That's part two, featuring John Grund this week on episode 112 of Golf Smarter Mulligans, being released this Friday. Both Golf Smarter and Golf Smarter Mulligans are available through the app you're listening to right now. So please follow both so that you can get a brand new episode of either when it downloads to your favorite listening device. Follow at Golf Smarter on social media, especially Instagram, and please subscribe to Golf Smarter TV on YouTube for additional and different golf content. Remember, episode 800 is coming July 6th, so please call our toll-free line at 415-761-1498. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions on what you'd like to hear on an upcoming interview, I'd love you to write to me. Just click on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.